KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 47. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Monday, April 23rd. News sponsored by Mike Day with State Farm Insurance. Physician House Calls. Dehard Heating and Air Conditioning as well in the First National Bank and Trust. It's going to be a very nice day today. Sunshine, high about 73. A pedestrian on a railroad track killed by a train. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
If you're a renter, you may never know why the neighbor's dog barks at 3 a.m. every single night. Or why the guy upstairs always talks to you about his rash problem.
It's looking really weird today.
You may also not know State Farm can save you hundreds by combining your auto and renter's insurance. So protect your car and your stuff with one good neighbor, your State Farm agent. It could save you time and money. One more way, we're here to help life go right.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968 or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
State troopers investigating the death of a man who was hit and killed by a train near Chickasha last night. Officials have not yet identified the victim, saying only that he's Native American. The accident happened about 7:30 last night, just west of 29th and Highway 62. The Highway Patrol reports the Union Pacific train was pulling 55 cars with three engines. The engineer was 60-year-old Mark Peach of Chickasha. The conductor, 38-year-old Michael Prothro of Norman, neither were injured. A Caddo County man injured in a weekend accident where his pickup ran off the road and overturned. 52-year-old James David Zahorski suffered head and trunk injuries in the crash. Happened south of Alfalfa on Highway 58 in western Caddo County about 1:30 Saturday afternoon. Zahorski was last in good condition at the Carnegie Hospital. And officials had quite a mess to clean up south of Apache yesterday. A truckload of fruit overturned on Highway 281 about a mile south of Apache Sunday morning. The entire roadway blocked for more than 3.5 hours while the roadway was cleaned up. No reports of injury. An interesting event in Chickasha tomorrow to get more students interested in science and technology classes. The Oklahoma Energy Resources Board hosting what's called STEM Night. STEM is short for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. Mindy Stitt is the executive director for OERB. She says the agency has provided some $2 million in grants to Oklahoma schools this year. Nearly every school district in Grady County got part of that grant money. Now, STEM Night tomorrow night will have drones and robotics, and kids will even get to make slime, and Stitt said there's going to be other exhibits, too.
We're going to have a group with some rocks and fossils there. We're going to have a group with some drill bits and a display of a drilling rig. So it's a lot of oil and gas-related things, but also other industries involved as well.
STEM Night has activities for students of all ages. It's free and open to school districts throughout the region. It'll be at the Chickasha High School Activity Center from 4 to 7 tomorrow night. It's 4.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. More Cool News coming right up.
If you or a family member find it hard to go to the doctor, now a medical professional will come to your home. Physician House Calls serves homebound individuals with all the same services a clinic provides. Andrea Roberts is the newest member of the Physician House Calls team.
We'll schedule a time for a visit at your convenience, and you don't have to spend any time in a waiting room.
Physician House Calls, your home, your doctor. Go online to housecallsok.com or call 405-896-8058.
Red buds are blooming. The grass is turning green. It's a beautiful time of the year for some. For others with allergies, not so much. Dehart Air Conditioning can't stop your allergies, but they can give a little relief by containing the allergens in your home. Schedule an inspection of your current system and learn how the trained professionals at Dehart can help your comfort system help you be healthier this allergy season. Dehart Air Conditioning, 224-0184.
Several Chickasha police officers honored by a statewide group of law enforcement officials. Sergeant Matthew Schofield and officers Colton Wieger and Daniel Ramirez received the Medal of Valor from the Oklahoma Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. The group holding its 104th annual banquet in Midwest City last week. The group honors individuals who helped with major criminal cases, also heroism, and there were 6 law enforcement officers that lost their lives in the line of duty last year. There were also posthumously recognized. Chickasha police have also received one of a handful of grants to attend biohazard training and also get some biohazard equipment for their police cars. The grant provided by a company called Aftermath that has 32 regional offices and 40 mobile units nationwide. Chickasha, one of just five departments across the country to get such a grant. Chickasha Police initially will receive 20 personal protective equipment kits, and they'll get 30 more over the next several months. Each kit to contain a bio bag, a bio suit, arm sleeves, latex and rubber gloves, a respiratory mask, safety goggles, and shoe and boot covers. A baker's dozen of Chickasha High School seniors will be sharing valedictorian honors this year. The students achieving the highest grade point average among their peers. They are Emily McKinley, Krishna Patel, Bailey Battershell, and Ethan Christian. Also, Vitreya Ellis, Aaron Powell, Ashlyn Trezak, and Madeline Robertson. The others are Sushin Lim, Emily Friend, Braden Lehman, Sam Gertz, and Ian Turpin. They are expected to be among the 160 or so graduating seniors this year. Graduation, Friday, May 18th. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $68.35 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $74.06. Natural gas, $2.74 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,329. Silver, $16.93. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine today, high about 73. Right now, it's fair 47 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, with their third place finish in district play, the Fightin' Chicks soccer team will go on to the playoffs this week. They will meet up with Bethany. The two teams ended the regular season with similar records. The Chicks 9-5 overall, 5-2 in District 4A1. Bethany 10-5 overall and finished second in District 4A4 with a record of 6-1. The two teams met early in the season with Bethany winning a 2-1 contest. The first round of the playoffs will be this Friday. They'll play at Southern Nazarene in Bethany. The Lady Chicks soccer team finished tied for fourth in the district with Newcastle and Christian Heritage, and it came down to the tiebreaker points to determine which of those three teams advanced to the playoffs. Newcastle gets the number 4 spot, even though the Lady Chicks beat Newcastle during the year. Lady Chicks finished with an 8-6 record. Newcastle will travel to Newkirk for their first round playoff game this week. The Fightin' Chick baseball team also heading to the postseason. They'll play in the bi-district tournament later this week. The Chicks to travel either to Kingfisher or Elgin later this week. The bracket to be released later today. And the Lady Chick softball team getting ready for their regionals. They'll travel to Choctaw, where they are scheduled to play both Choctaw and Jenks. And regional tournament brackets for Class A and B baseball and Class A through 5A softball teams to be released later today. This is the last week of regular season play for the USAO baseball and softball teams. Third-ranked Rover softball team with a big doubleheader tomorrow when they play at number 5-ranked Oklahoma City University, a series that will likely decide the regular season Sooner Athletic Conference champion. OCU leads USAO by one game, and the two teams split two games earlier this season. The 8th-ranked Drover baseball team will have a couple of non-conference games in Grand Prairie, Texas tomorrow, and then they have their final Sooner Athletic Conference games with Baycombe this weekend. Drover's tied for first place with OCU in the standings. OCU will finish their conference play this weekend at Panhandle State. Oklahoma City Dodgers game at New Orleans rained out yesterday. The game to be made up as part of a doubleheader June 30th. The Dodgers and Zephyrs scheduled to play at 11 o'clock this morning. And the Oklahoma City Thunder are down 2-1 to Utah in the first round of the NBA playoffs. The two teams play game 4 tonight in Salt Lake, a late tip-off for the Thunder and Jazz at 9:30. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning, sponsored by the First National Bank of Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Physician House Calls, and Mike Day with State Farm Insurance.